Thank you for joining the KS6 Analyst Spotlight, interviews with industry analysts and experts discussing trends and issues in data center performance. Today's guest is Tony Asaro, senior analyst and consultant with the well-known storage-focused analyst firm Enterprise Strategy Group. Your host for the program is Gary Orenstein, Vice President of Marketing at Gear6. Gary, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, thanks very much, and Tony, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Based on your suggestion, Tony, we've chosen to focus this podcast on storage performance, and I thought maybe we could start with a little bit of your background and ESG's background in that regard.
Certainly. Well, we work on something that we call ESG Lab, which is hands-on analysis of different storage products, and a lot of that is focused on storage performance, storage system performance, SAN, NAS-based, even CAS-based solutions. So we've probably done over 20 different performance analyses. It's near and dear to our heart. We focus very heavily on it. It seems to be a very important topic to different vendors and to end users ultimately. Also, before I came to ESG, I was a founder of a startup on storage performance as well. We developed a storage controller on the chip that was designed to be a high-performance caching device. And so we were very focused on performance in that regard. So it's a subject that's near and dear to my heart. And finally, ESG is launching an e-learning practice, and the first course is around storage system performance. So this is a subject that I think is very important and something that we've done a lot of work on.
Excellent. Well, let's kick off by just broadly classifying storage performance according to your definition.
Right, absolutely. Well, storage performance for us, at least in the way that I'm going to classify it in terms of storage system performance, is really around application performance and how fast those applications respond. There are a lot of variables involved that are important to understand. The storage controller itself, how many processors it has, what kind of caching it has, how fast those processors are, what kind of caching algorithms it has. It also has to do with the number of ports it has in terms of host ports and how many can scale up to. And then finally, the disk drives and how the disk drives work, how many there are, how fast they are, how many can you scan, and all of those different things. So all of those play a very big role in storage performance and ultimately, and this is the key, ultimately application performance.
Sure, because that's, I think, where what is matters to the users.
The key part of performance, too, is that, there's different types of I.O. streams, right? So that's the other thing that we have to consider, right? There are lots of transactions, there's stream data, there's sequential data, there's random data. So all of those variables play into storage performance as well. And the different hardware resources that I mentioned earlier, each will have a different impact on performance based on what kind of I.O. there is.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you mentioned a couple of the different functional areas and even product category areas. What are the key areas, in your opinion, that merit the greatest need or maybe, shall we say, are the most ripe for performance improvement?
Well, I think that there's a couple of answers to that. First of all, there are applications that require lots of performance, right? We know that in certain environments, databases and log files and things of that nature require lots of performance, depending on the needs of the business, right? So I think it's all driven by the needs of the business and what that business expects from its performance, how many users are accessing it, what kind of data they're accessing, what the response times are. So yes, we typically run into customers, end users, that are, that are focusing very heavily on how fast their databases are and whether they can scale. We also see application performance requirements for things like email, email response times, and certain things like backup. Backing up to disk is very important. But what I also think is important is that a lot of this is also mixed workloads. So, you want a combination of all of those things, and if they're all going over the same network, all accessing the same storage system, it's important that all of those things can work together and provide you high performance. Some storage systems are better than others, right? Some storage systems are better at stream data, and other ones are better at transactional data. And then yet there are others that have been architected to handle all of those. And then you have to consider the high levels of concurrency. Are there, you know, a couple of dozen transactions, or are there millions of transactions? So all of those things play a very important role in considering storage performance.
What do you think, maybe from a business perspective, as companies look at the IT infrastructure and supporting their business needs, what are the major trends in the market that you see driving the need for performance in the areas that you've outlined?
Well, it's interesting. We are seeing just in just any environment now, just the demand for growth of the growth of data, the import data. We've gotten to a point now where companies are telling us that their policies used to be, let's get the data off of our storage as quickly as possible. Now we're getting to a point where people are saying, we're going to keep that data on our storage for as long as possible. So just the very way to look at storage, it is no longer just sort of this temporary thing that we just carve off and migrate to tape and then we're done with it. We're going to keep it online. We're going to keep it online as long as we can. And we want it there and we want it active and we want to be able to call upon it. So it's the growth of data certainly is something that we've been talking about for years and years, just environments that we're seeing grow from 10 terabytes to 100 terabytes and so on and so forth. Those companies that had 100 terabytes are now going to petabytes, but we're also retaining data longer too. Business demand, just project after project. I just spoke to a large communications company, and he says that he literally has 320 projects in the queue for storage.
So wow.
More projects being up on demand for people. And all of this impacts the business, right? And we're certainly seeing more and more companies providing online services. Those online services, right, they're reaching out to not just tens of thousands of people, potentially millions of people. Those dynamics are all certainly there.
And the way you frame this, historically, I think people think about storage performance maybe just for a small subset of storage users, but the way you discuss it, and how it applies today, it's really a mainstream issue across the board, if I understand you correctly.
Well, it absolutely is. And, you know, you have to think about the way that we're using storage. And oftentimes people associate storage with some, you know, back office financial application. But really, storage affects everything. And there are front-facing e-commerce applications that have their own requirements for performance. Certainly, if you're reaching out to potentially millions of people that could be accessing your data at any point in time. But there's also just a common thing like email. Email is increasingly the most important form of communication that we have. It also is an important citizen marketing tool. And by the way, it also happens to be digital evidence now, right? So the role of email plays a completely different function than it used to. And, you know, quite frankly, there are huge amounts of performance demands, even just in a common application like email. So it touches everything.
Sure. What do you think are some of the challenges for companies and IT managers in terms of reaching or achieving the appropriate levels of storage performance?
First of all, I think that there's a sort of a issue, right? So when we talk about storage performance, it's one of those things that's incredibly difficult to measure until you've actually implemented, right? So one of the challenges is that I take a look at all of these specs. I have a requirement for performance. I understand my application might need and where I might grow to or scale. But how do I determine, how do I know that whatever it is I'm going to implement actually is going to work in the way that I want it to work? So this is one of the biggest challenges with storage performance in general, is just that I just don't know. I can make a guesstimate. I can, I have an educated guess because I've been doing this for a long time. But unfortunately, one of the challenges is that you're not going to know until you've actually implemented a storage system. So you have to understand how these things work. What are the components? What are the characteristics of a storage system that are going to help you with performance? So I think that's number one. And I think a lot of people are mistaken by or thrown off by the vendors throw out, right? People talk about IOPS, and, you know, those IOPS out of cache, for example, can be, you know, that may not impact you at all. Your application may not be cache-friendly, so therefore it's more important what performance is from the disk. There's not enough information out there. There's not enough education around there, and I think that's important. So lack of knowing, calculating, predicting, What customers can do about that can lean on their vendors to give more insightful data, but it will depend whether they have information available to you or not.
Right. Let's jump into some of the more tactical means of tuning storage performance. What do you see as some of the common means to increase performance across different areas such as SANs or NAS, and then maybe some key storage applications such as replication, backup, recovery?
Well, first of all, you do have to understand the architecture of your storage system. So you need to understand how many processors it has. Processors are incredibly important to performance. And so you need to understand that. How many does it have? Some storage systems only have two processors in it. Others, dozens of processors in it. So you need to understand the aspect of it. You also need to understand, what performance of the disks are. Disks are probably the slowest part of the entire performance chain. And if your I/O is intensive, if it does a lot of rewriting straight from the disk, then you're going to need to understand that too. Speed of the disks, but it's also how many disks you can use in parallel, in a stripe group, so that you have multiple actuators reading and writing data for you in parallel. If it's a bandwidth-intensive application, how many fiber channel ports or iSCSI ports or Ethernet ports for NFS or SIFS? So you need to understand what how to architect from a bandwidth perspective, and can you actually aggregate those things? And then fundamentally, one of the things that I lean very strongly towards is caching. I think that, and this is a very controversial issue because some people think, no, caching is not important, and I just think those people are crazy. Caching is extremely important. Being able to read data out of cache is incredibly important. Writing data to cache is important. Cache is 1,000 times faster than disk, and therefore, ultimately, it's going to be faster when you read and write out of cache.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent caching algorithms can predict what data you're going to be looking for. If you keep data frequently that you frequently access, even random data, and you keep it into cache because you frequently access it, then you're going to get it instantly. So caching is also an important part of it.
That's a great summary. Across these different areas, do you think the industry is moving forward, and are there particular areas that maybe are ripe for some additional improvement, maybe new things that we might be seeing?
So I think that a couple of things that we have to understand is that that there are ways of tuning and improving performance. You can engineer anything to work the way that you want to. It's price performance, and it's the flexibility of that. And you can go out and get, as many drives as you need. You can go out and get as many ports as you need. You can go out and get a multi-processor system. You can go out and get, buy tons of memory. But the problem is that can you afford it? Is it practical for your business? So I think that what we have to start looking towards is solutions that allow you to improve performance without breaking budget. So that's the critical thing. And so when we talk about performance, we always have to associate it with price. So I'm not sure that answers your question, but whenever what we need is ways to transparently and cost-effectively improve performance. And the other thing is that it's not a static environment, right? So our environments will change. So we have to make sure that we have solutions that allow us to adapt to that change. And typically, it changes for the worse. In other words, you have greater demands on you, not less demands on you over time.
I think that's helpful. I was at a conference yesterday and heard a gentleman talking about how he finds it very easy to provision and, more importantly, deprovision resources at the host layer by adding CPU resources or memory resources at the server and application layer. But he feels like there's a big gap at the storage layer in order to complement that. And I was wondering if you have any thoughts on that statement.
Well, I think that that we see innovations on the server and application side. I think that that there is some flexibility there that we don't have yet in the storage side. I mean, right now we look at storage in a very, I think, archaic way. We've been doing it the same way for decades now, and certainly there have been improvements, and certainly there continues to be improvements. But the problem is that we see all of these systems as discrete systems. We say, okay, here's my storage system number one, and if I'm going to improve performance on that particular system, this is what I need to do. Here's storage system number two, I got to do the same thing here, and so on and so forth. To us, we feel that you know, that's a waste. You're not greater than the sum of your parts, right? You are exactly the value of the sum of your parts, or you are less than. And so the problem is that we right now are doing things very inefficiently. So there has to be better ways that we can improve performance that allows us to do that within our storage environment and not just our storage system.
So if I'm a storage administrator, how do I know if I have a storage performance problem? Where can I check, and are there tools that I can use to evaluate parts of my environment?
All you have to do is either look at your email or answer your phone, and probably your users is calling you up and screaming at you. And
right.
That's not really a joke. That's probably what is the clearest indication. And it's all about, you know, user and customer satisfaction. And one of the clearest ways to measure it, without getting into the technology or anything, is that are people complaining? You may not even have a performance problem, even though you think it, but as long as your customers are happy, then you don't have a performance problem. Now, I would say that most users have very little tolerance for slow performance, so therefore you will get people complaining to you if there is a performance problem. So that's one answer. The other answer is that, yes, there are storage management tools that allow you to analyze performance, and then you can troubleshoot it and things of that nature. Some are better than others. Some will be able to give you performance analysis from the application all the way to the disk drive. Some of them will only give you performance on what's going on in the storage system itself, which is very limited. So the notion is that if you can get a view holistically, right, because performance is a chain, there are a lot of variables involved in it, from the application all the way to the storage. So there are tools, and I'll go back to it. It all depends on what you're willing to pay.
As a storage performance expert, when somebody gets on the phone with you and you begin perhaps one of your diagnostic interviews, what's one of the first questions that you ask people who think they have a storage performance problem?
There is a lot of complication to that. First of all, we'd have to get general information, right? We need to understand what their environment is. We have to understand where the performance problem is. I don't have an easy answer for that, Gary. It's not something that's black and white. Performance problems will vary. It could be something as simple as an application brownout. The applications will just slow down. They're still available, but they'll just slow down. Now, that could be a problem on the host side. It could be a problem in the network. It could be a problem with the storage system. So from that perspective, you just have to collect a lot of information before you can begin to determine where the problem might lie. Is it a problem that they had from the initial installation? Is it a problem that happened, 2 years into it? So there's a lot of variables that I just can't sort of give an easy answer to that.
Sure. Are there general recommendations you might have about how IT administrators can evaluate new technologies for performance and plan deployments? Any general tips or tricks?
First of all, they need to understand the performance characteristics of their data, because otherwise they may be looking at the wrong solution. So first, you need to understand how your I/O works. Is it something that is cache friendly? Is it something that CPU intensive? Is it something that is small transactions but lots of them? Or is it large transactions and very few of them, and all these other variables? So you need to understand that. The other thing is that you need to understand the components within the storage environment. And that includes the applications, that includes the storage system itself, it includes your network. Where are the bottlenecks, and what are the things particularly that can improve performance for you? And so first you need to understand what your I/O characteristics are in terms of performance. And then you need to understand what are the components within your storage environment that impact and can improve based on the characteristics of your I/O. And one of the things is that you have to ask the right questions of your storage system vendors, and you need to understand that they have an agenda. They have a particular bias, right? And they really believe that bias, but they have a particular bias. So you have to take everything that they say with a grain of salt. And then you just have to ask lots of questions, and you have to push back and get that information so that you're not surprised. I'll give you just one quick what I think is a big misunderstanding. A lot of times people will assume that because their database application has caching at the server level, at the host level, that it's not that important to have caching at the storage system level, for example. And that is absolutely not true. We've seen much more efficiency with storage systems doing that caching versus application servers doing that caching. And it's all additive. It's not like, you know, you are, if you do caching in one place, that it won't provide value in another place. We see those things being actually very complementary to one another. It's sort of it's like a relay race, you know. If you're handing off, if a fast runner is handing off to another fast runner, then you're going to get better time in that relay race versus a fast runner that's handing it off to somebody who's very slow. The other part of it is too is that we've seen pretty much on average in the different environments that we've worked in that even in open systems environments, Unix environments, Windows environments, Linux environments, we see about a 60 to 70% cache hit rate. So it's one of those things where I think on the storage system side, it's one of these things where, again, people misunderstand the characteristics of performance, and oftentimes end users get misinformation because of the biases that come from different vendors.
Any thoughts about what we can expect to see in later this year, 2007, things that you're watching as the industry continues to move forward in terms of improving performance?
There's a lot of good news with improving performance, and I think that we are seeing technologies like virtualization really make an impact. People can stripe their data across lots of different drives. Again, there's a price performance issue involved with that because, you know, the more drives you have, the more cost that's going to come with it. We are seeing more clustering technology, scalability, seeing advancements in the network fabric itself. So a lot of people trying to address performance issues with the notion of that price performance is the important key. So I think that technologies are advancing in that area that are constantly making it easier for us to get the performance we want, more flexible, and more cost effectively.
Excellent. Well, Tony, we'll be watching your research and keeping our ear to the ground. Thanks very much today for talking to us about storage performance. And I was wondering if you could just give us another update on the activities ESG has planned for this fall.
About what we're doing on the storage performance side of things. And the best way to learn about it is to go to our website, which is www.enterprisestrategygroup.com. You'll learn all about the storage performance e-learning courses that we're putting together.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Tony.
Thank you, Gary.
For Gear 6, I'm Gary Orenstein. Thanks very much to our listeners for joining us today. Today's program will be podcast, and for other podcasts in our series, visit gear6.com and our company blog, ThoughtPut. Thanks very much.